found the best fighter in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
And we are back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from the PGA Golf Expo in Orlando, 2024, Randy. Kicking off the year with a bang. We got events everywhere all over the country, all different genres.
When you say we, what are you talking about? We.
Just like Stevie Wonder, you and I.
You and I. Well, you will be headed down to Fort Lauderdale next week. We'll be at the PGA, or not the PGA, we'll be at the Pro Bowl. You're headed down to Fort Lauderdale. Instead of talking to you about the event and BKFC, let's talk to our insider. He's the president. He's the head honcho.
Knows something about it.
Dave Feldman. Dave, how are you?
Good, my man. How are you, Randy?
Not too bad. Happy New Year to you and your family.
Happy New Year to you. What's going on, Matt?
What's up, big dog?
See a lot of reports, a lot of news, a lot of moving and shaking at BKFC. A lot of good things coming up.
Yeah, man. It's the year is starting off great. We were in Nevada yesterday. We went in front of the commission. Looks very, very good there. Hopefully, we're going to get a positive answer in the next day or two. We have this TV deal I've been working on. We actually got the proposal from them today. We had to counter it a little bit, but it looks like that's going to get done as well. And then just big things coming up, man. It's going to be a hell of a year.
Let's go back to the first thing you said, and we briefly talked about it in the first 2 hours. You went before, Nevada State Athletic Commission. What could possibly hold this up? What could any state possibly be wanting or needing, to turn this down and not allow, the sport and BKFC in that state?
I don't think they can anymore. Nevada was very fair to us, very nice to us. Look, in my closing statement, I said, look, I wanted to do Nevada as the first state. It's the fight capital of the world for the biggest championship fight in MMA and in boxing, and this is where I wanted to go. I wasn't ready yet. I said, I'm ready for Nevada now. I'm ready. I'm ready to put on the biggest show that I've ever put on in the great state of Nevada right here in Las Vegas, where I dreamed of putting a show on my whole life. This is what I'm ready for. And the guy said, great. We're excited about it. Let us reconvene, and we'll be back with your answer shortly. And I'm very, very confident that they're going to come back with a positive response for us, and we're going to do a show there in the near future. It was great. It was just awesome to pitch them. I was there before I fought there, and my dad trained a few fighters that fought in different casinos out there as well. And just to go up and down the strip and go, man, I can't believe I'm in Las Vegas, and then get to tour two huge arenas yesterday too, and then say, wow, we're going to do a fight in one of these arenas. It was like, pinch me, man. This is unbelievable.
So how does that process go? I know the head of the commission, Jeff, and his whole committee, do they sit down in a room and they bounce things around? Is it straight Jeff's decision? Who makes the decision?
No. So Jeff's actually the director, and he's not even a voter. So there's the commission members that are appointees. They're appointed by the governors, by the governor's office, and they actually vote on it. Very good reception. I mean, there were a couple of people on a Zoom call and a couple of people in person, and we did our presentation, and they asked us a few questions, and we answered it thoroughly. And I think they were happy and impressed with our answers and our presentation, and they weren't expecting us to have the kind of, stats and know-how that we had on the medical side of it. And then, we had a economic impact ready for them as well. So, we were ready, and we weren't ready really 3 years ago when I was calling them up and wanting to pitch. We weren't ready. We're ready. We're more ready than we've ever been, and I think we could put on a hell of a show out there.
Do you think that helps the cause that you knew that back then and you didn't, quote unquote, waste anybody's time, including your own, and you went and built everything up and got everything ready?
I think so, because I let them know that. I said, look, I took the steps necessary to get this thing in the right states at the right time, and I think that this is the right time. And it wasn't the right time before. It's the right time for everybody now. So please give me an opportunity to make my dream come true and put on this great combat sporting event in this great state, in this great city. Let's go. And, they were happy about it.
I'm sure that definitely will play itself out. Let's talk about some that are already, set. You have an event down in Fort Lauderdale next week. Obviously, many events already on the books as well. Talk to us about some upcoming great fights.
Actually, this Saturday we're in Albuquerque for our first prospect series event of the year. That'll be on Fubo TV. That's going to be a great event. 11 fights stacked on that card, and then we go into Hard Rock Casino, Hollywood, Florida, February 2nd. Luis Palomino versus Austin Trout. It's going to be a sensational main event. Former two-time boxing world champion, fought Canelo, beat Miguel Cotto, you know, fought the top fighters in the world. And Luis Palomino, the longest reigning undefeated fighter that we have on our roster. So that's going to be a hell of a fight. We got up-and-comer, who I think is going to be the future star of Bare Knuckle, Bryce Henry's fighting on the card. He's going to be, you know, sensational. And we got so many other guys that are on the undercard. They're just going to round this card out to be a great, great card. And I'm really looking forward to it because we always do good at the Hard Rock. I think we're about 90% sold out right now, so we only have a few seats left, and we're going to sell out. We have interested parties in Bare Knuckle coming from Japan, from South Korea, and from the Middle East that are coming over to this event that want to do some partnerships with us. So it's a very, very important event for us, February 2nd at the Hard Rock.
Obviously, the prospect series where you can find future stars. I know that you're also signing some veterans. Is there any truth to the Mark Hunt?
I don't know. I don't know, Randy. I mean, look, the guy's a beast. He's a nice guy. He is 49 years old. He's knocking on 50 before he would make his debut. And, you know, that's something that I really got to talk to different commissions about and really get their viewpoint on it, because I have some guys on the team now that I haven't announced yet that are very, very important in the ABC and in regulatory in the United States. And I have to run all this stuff past them because I don't want to get a black eye right now. And you know, maybe it's not a black eye. Maybe Mark Hunt's going to give a black eye, right? But sure. I have to tread water carefully now.
You know, and that's one of the many things that I respect of you and what you're doing, you know, with your company. It would be very easy, and I know you and I have had talks on the air, off the air, on the record, off the record kind of stuff, and that you are always putting the business and the fighters, you know, first. It's very easy to grab a name like Mark Hunt or some of the other names that you and I have talked about and say, sure, because it's going to sell tickets. And you haven't done that, and I think that says a lot.
You know, they're looking for us to mess up, right? We're in the stage now that they want to say, oh, I was right. So I can't let them be right. And them is people, the naysayers, the negative people that think this isn't going to work. I can't let them be right. We have to do the right thing. We have to walk a very tight, a very thin tightrope right now. And that's what we're doing. And I think we're doing everything right. We're growing. Listen, part of my pitch yesterday was we sell more tickets than any other combat sport in the world except for the UFC. There's nobody else out there that sells more tickets than us. We sell more tickets. Now, I said a major boxing superstar event, that's going to sell more. But on an average, there's nobody that sells more tickets than us. There's nobody that's getting any more views than us than the UFC. And that's the truth. So because we're doing the right thing on everything else that way, we have to make sure that we're doing the right thing on the safety of these guys, making sure that we're not going to have a black eye and just making sure that we do everything right. We don't have any margin for error anymore because they're looking, like I said, they're looking for us to mess up.
We've talked about this numerous times. You know, this was your dream. This was your goal. Could you ever imagined that you would be where you're at, the partners that you have, the names that you're involved with, and, of course, you know, well-publicized, that Irish guy that is now a partner of yours as well?
Nah, it's awesome, man. Conor McGregor and his team was Forged Irish South. Great people. I mean, what we're going to get out of that deal, it's priceless. Like, they couldn't pay us enough money to exchange for a partnership that we're getting out of that. It's amazing. And we're going to do business with Conor McGregor. We're going to do fights hopefully in Nevada. We're going to do fights in California. We're about to ink this TV deal. We have former legends and world champions in boxing and mixed martial arts, UFC, fighting for us. The two best Muay Thai fighters in history fought for us. No. Answer your question, absolutely not. I wanted to be here, but I never really thought this is where it's going to be, and we're not even halfway there yet.
A, is the arena still called the Spectrum? And B, what about that in Philadelphia?
No, the Spectrum's down. It's knocked down. I actually put a parking lot there. The Wells Fargo.
That's right.
I do believe that Pennsylvania is voting on us in about 2 weeks, and I do expect a yes out of Pennsylvania. It's a new commissioner in. His name is Ed Kunkel, and I do think that he's going to give us a nod. I think that, well, actually, he doesn't. Again, the commissioners vote, so he doesn't even vote. But I think that we've been in front of them enough. We proved enough. We have the stats now. We have the economic impact. We have everything. And like you said about Nevada, it's hard for someone to say no to it. Now, if they say no, it has to be something other than they just don't like it, right? And I think that we're going to get this in February, and I would, you know, expect to do a summer show in Philadelphia.
And you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
What's up, Tampa, Florida? What's up, Clearwater, Florida? This is Scott Yeager of the Challenge Mania podcast. And if you're a fan of MTV's The Challenge, just like me, or CBS's Big Brother, we have an awesome event for you on Saturday, January 27th, to get you ready for WWE's Royal Rumble later that night. Myself and the godfather of MTV, Mark Long, are hosting a Royal Rager party at Mugs in Clearwater from 1 to 4 p.m. right by Tropicana Stadium where the Royal Rumble is taking place. We'll be joined by Alyssa Snyder, Alyssa Lopez, Hunter Barfield, Paulie Calafiore, Sam McGinn, the Nolan Twins, and more cast members from reality TV. Come and hang out with us. Come and hang out with the Challenge Mania gang. Meet the cast members. Party like it's MTV Spring Break. It all goes down from 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, January 27th at Mugs in Clearwater. Trust us, you'll have more than enough time to make it over to the stadium for the Royal Rumble, because that's where we're going to. Tickets are available now at ChallengeMania.com. Live.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
We're back coming to you live from the Orlando County Convention Center on, what's that, International Drive. It is the PGA Golf Show. Big ups to Dave Feldman. We appreciate it. Dude walks by. That's why I keep telling you that I hate people. Dude walks by and kicks the cord and unplugs us.
I thought you hung up on the president. I'm like, you don't hang up on the president.
Well, it depends on which president.
I mean, Dementia Man? It's your guy.
Yeah, it's my guy.
You guys are like the same.
Yeah, whatever.
You're the same age. Do you guys go to high school together?
And you want to go to Mark Wahlberg's with me.
Like, what sport did you play in school? The one where you have like the big wooden
croquet
wheel and then the stick and you run down the hill?
With the cheese? Don't you do the cheese down the hill?
Like, what's the name of that sport? It's got to be a sport. It's a wheel and a stick, you know, old Italy or whatever. You run down the hill.
I don't know what old Italy has to do with anything.
I feel like it's like an Italian thing.
I don't know. All right. So when are we going to go play golf?
Whenever you want. I do have some golf trivia questions for you.
All right, I'm not a trivia guy, but go ahead.
But all right, true or false?
False.
The origin of the word golf comes from the acronym Gentlemen Only, Ladies Forbidden.
I'm going to say true.
That is false.
No. I said false first, and you said no, but go ahead.
Before the use of tee, it was common for golfers to use a small pile of sand.
True.
Correct. Number three, a man has won an event on the LPGA Tour. I know you're a big fan of the trans community, huge supporter. You know, what do you think about, has a man won an event on the LPGA Tour?
I'm going to say false because transgenders are fairly recent.
True. Sam Snead in 1962.
Did he really? No, he wasn't transgender, though.
Well, but he won on the LPGA Tour.
Wow, how did he pull that off?
He tucked his ball sacks. Like, I don't know. He got duct tape him. I'm not really sure.
Next.
A woman has won an event on the PGA Tour.
No.
So reverse.
False.
That is false.
Yeah.
Five women have played in the PGA Tour events with only one, Babe Zaharias.
Yeah, she's pretty. Matter of fact,
1945.
The golf course in Tampa is named after her.
Oh, okay. Making a two-day cut, Lexi Thompson became the most recent woman to play on the PGA Tour. Number five, the oldest golf course in the world. It's the Royal and the Ancient Club of St. Andrews in Scotland.
True.
And that is true. Number six, St. Andrews set the standard for number of holes in a round 18 and the size of the hole to 4.5 inches.
I'm going to say false.
Correct. Figure
that was a trick question.
Golf balls travel significantly further on hot days than on cold days.
False.
It's true.
Really? I thought cold would have had it. Okay.
The word caddy originated from the French explorer Antoine de la Mochie.
Oh, definitely true. Yeah, I know him.
Cadillac.
Yeah, I know him. True.
And that is...
It's true.
False.
No, it's true.
It came from the French word for student, meaning cadet. It's
true. That makes sense, though. I knew Pierre, though.
80% of golfers will never play to handicap of less than 18. 80% of golfers will never play to a handicap of less than 18.
God, I don't know. I want to say false.
It is true.
But there's so many golfers. 18, though. Do you know how many people I know, seriously, that have under an 18 handicap?
Golf is the only sport to have ever been played on the moon.
True. I know golf was played on the moon. What else was played on the moon?
False. On Apollo 14, an astronaut tossed a javelin.
No. Okay. Did it hit anybody?
Not yet. It's still
circulating. It's still circulating.
You want to keep going or you want to change games?
Nah, I can guess true or false.
Well, we're at the PGA Golf Expo 2024, Orange County Convention Center. Golf is on the mind. Everybody's dressed as golfers. Whether they have a good game or not, they still look the part. That guy's got a sweet hat. I don't know. What do you call those hats?
I don't know. It's the Bruce Arians hat.
It's the Bruce Arians. I mean, he's always in a golf cart.
He is.
That guy.
It was part of his deal.
What is the maximum number of clubs you're allowed to carry in your golf bag?
Well, first of all, mine is not regulation. Give me like three numbers. Give me three to pick from.
Okay. 9, 12, 14, or 17.
That's four numbers. I said three.
Okay.
So 9.
9, 14, or 17.
9, 10, 11. I'm going to say 14.
Correct answer.
Thank you! Guess how many's in my bag?
Three.
28.
Prior to the invention of rubber, what were golf balls made of?
Steel.
And,
of course it's not steel.
Way.
I was kidding.
I don't know, wood.
Really?
And before that, they were leather-bound feathers.
George's teeth?
Feathers. They're
feathers.
Leather, like rubber-bound in feathers.
Wow.
Who has the record for the most wins in the PGA Championship?
Jack.
That would be Walter Hagen.
Oh, yeah.
And
brother.
Jack Nicklaus. So they tied.
So I was right.
Kind of tied. You forgot about the Walter Hogan.
They don't. No, I was right.
Kind of.
If two people tie and you say one.
You get half a point. You get half a point.
I get three quarters.
Nah.
No. I was correct. We just confirmed our second guest on Radio Row.
Oh, yeah?
The great Sean Merriman.
Oh, nice. I love that guy.
He's a good guy.
Speaking of Radio Row,
you know what's a bad idea, though?
All right.
Is to go up to really anybody, but somebody like Sean Merriman in a dark room. We were at the MMA Awards, and I went up like he knew me, and it was so dark he couldn't see me. Not a good idea.
Well, you just got to work on your takedown defense. Yeah. I mean, nobody should really scare you in a dark alley. I mean, you are Knockout Radio. Who has a record? Oh, no, sorry. Who is the only U.S. president to have been a club member at Augusta National?
Bush.
Dwight Eisenhower.
Oh, yeah, I knew him, too.
Which country has the most golf courses per capita in the world?
California.
That's a country.
No, I thought you said state. I'm not really listening to you.
Where was golf born? What country initially?
Where what?
Where was golf invented?
Scotland.
Yeah.
That has, per capita.
Per capita.
Okay. All right. Per capita.
Prior to 2016, when was the last time golf was in the Olympics? We talked about this earlier with the legend, Tom Shea.
I forgot what he said. 16?
1904.
Okay, I was close.
Sure.
Come on, I was only off by a little. 12.
Well, in golf, a little bit matters. it's an extra stroke and just a little bit outside the cup. How old was Tiger Woods when he first got a hole in one?
We just talked about it. Well, I forgot what you said already.
Eight.
Eight.
Oh, no, he's six. 6 years old. Dang.
But not on a legitimate, come on.
You don't know that.
I know that.
Who has the most PGA Tour wins without ever winning a major? So who was the Buffalo Bills of golf?
The Minnesota Vikings of golf. You know, people give the Buffalo Bills such a hard time about that. They went to four straight Super Bowls.
And they've got zero trophies.
Well, no, they have four rings.
They have their loser rings.
Well, yeah, they have AFC rings.
Yeah, but their trophy case has nothing in it. It's just an empty box.
No, it has, you know, the cigar thing. Isn't that the AFC's?
The humidor?
That big cigar.
Do they stink?
Right. I don't know. Who is it?
It is Harry Cooper, 29 wins on tour, no majors.
Wow. Good career for him.
How many golfers have won at least 10 majors in their career?
17.
Three.
No.
Can you name them? We've already named all three of them in this last section.
Tiger, Jack.
And?
And the other guy, Ben Hogan.
Hagen. Walter Hagen.
Yeah, Hagen.
So, yeah, I just thought I'd bring a little golf trivia to you. You know, since we're in the moment, it's kind of like what they say. When in Rome, you talk about golf.
Okay. So, with that, it's the bottom of the hour.
You always cut me off, mate.
Coming to you live.
Shaving strokes off my game.
From your conversation. Coming to you live from the PGA Show. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Stapzone, 8-Man Strong, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. We'll be right back.
Tonight we dance. I live my life in your hands.
Hi, this is Retief Goosen from the PGA Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong. Are you ready for the fight? Don't miss the Tampa Bay Food Fight at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino on January 30th from 6 to 9. Benefiting Metropolitan Ministries job training programs, watch live as your favorite chefs throw down in a culinary battle of the bay and feast on delicious cuisine from 50 restaurants. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster and will sell out fast. Visit TampaBayFoodFight.org for more event info.
Banners, car wraps, and printing. Oh my. Banners, car wraps, and printing. Oh my. For all of your banners, car wraps, and printing, call Compass Banners, Printing, and Wraps at 727-522-7414 for all your signage and promotional needs. Every sign tells a story. Every wrap makes a statement. Find us on Facebook, visit our website at compassbanners.com, or call 727-522-7414. Banners, car wraps, and printing. Oh my.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
What exactly are you doing?
I want video footage of when I actually brought something of value to the program.
More importantly, go to busybelaser.com.
Okay.
Busybelaser.com. I just sent you photos of what's going to be on our booth.
Yeah, the red one's going to my garage.
Well, it's really not.
The gym.
You can.
Great for promotions.
Well, I'll tell you what. All you got to do is go to busybelaser.com and order one.
When Steve picked me up this morning before sunrise, I was doing jumping jacks. He saw them. But I finally found some actual value content for this program. So I found a chart of all sports based on the degree of difficulty of becoming a professional in it and their rank. So would you like to guess, Randall Harris, out of all sports, based by the numbers, statistically, what is the number one hardest sport to become a pro in?
Baseball.
Baseball would be ranked number 9.
Okay. I know what it is. Cornhole.
I don't know. I don't think that's a sport if you have to drink to get better.
Darts.
Number one is boxing.
Really?
Number one, boxing is the hardest sport. Number two is ice hockey.
Okay.
Number three is football. Four is basketball.
And what's the criteria?
This is the degree of difficulty by the numbers, percentages of becoming a professional in that discipline, in that sport. Number five, wrestling. Number six, martial arts.
First of all, wrestling's not a sport.
It is in collegiate level.
You said professional.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Well, I guess I get paid. They got boosters under the table.
Boosters?
Yeah. I'm like, here, take this.
It's not a sport. Wrestling, professional wrestling is not a sport.
Look, I didn't make the chart. I'm just reading them all.
Well, again, there you are off the internet. That's wrong.
Tennis, number seven.
I'm okay with that.
Gymnastics, number eight. Baseball, number nine. Soccer, number 10. Alpine skiing, 11.
See, I don't get the football one. There's too many jobs.
Water polo.
You're talking about sports, you know, hockey. There's, you know, six playing at a time. There's, you know, how many is on the team? 12?
I think water polo's got to be the hardest sport in the world.
Especially if you don't know how to swim.
Well, not only that, you got to have a horse that's athletic, you know, and top of their game. And you got to have a guy throwing the ball that's top in their game. And they got to be partners, connected like you and I are.
We're not connected.
We are connected.
We're divorced.
Never. It's till death. Rugby is number 13. Lacrosse, 14.
See, Jimmy texted Dreykus Duplessis and ripping me about rugby.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I went to the sevens.
Yeah, you did.
Sevens are awesome. I would go to sevens anywhere.
Speaking of being awesome, don't we have – isn't Dana White involved in the PBR, like the professional bull
riders?
Well,
he has a bull.
Because that is number 15.
Now, see, that to me, it just doesn't make sense that it's harder to get into the NFL than be a bull rider.
I mean, it's good. I mean, what do you have to really do to be a bull rider?
What do you have to do?
You just have to hold on.
Right.
Like football, you got to, like, have hands and be agile. You got to be fast. You have to be skilled.
Unless you're a kicker and then you can
kick
right.
Maybe the wrestling thing was wrong. Maybe they just forgot because this is rodeo steer wrestling. So steer wrestling is a professional sport.
Okay.
Where wrestling like right. DC is not, or it could be wrestling a bear. That would be a professional sport.
If he got paid for it.
If he got paid to wrestle the bear, or if you paid the bear.
So the bear's a professional.
I mean, if horses can play polo, why can't the bear wrestle?
So the bear, a professional bear. Well, you know, the bears, you know, there are bears. Yogi the bear's a professional.
I mean, he's a picnic basket guy.
No?
He's a thief, actually. I don't want to point that out, but track and field, pole vault. I did watch a...
So it went. There's one for track and field and then another for pole vault?
So not same field, same line. This is ranked 16. I did watch a... Did you know? I didn't know this until...
Can you do the Flosbury flop?
I don't know what that is, but
that's the high jump.
I did see the other day that the blind... They have a blind long jump in a Special Olympic Games where they run down the track and jump into the sand pit and they're blind. They legally can't see. And I watched a reel where the guy completely missed the sand. And then the tagger said, why is this a sport? So that should be definitely up here, top 10. I would say field hockey is number 17.
Oh, my God. You're going to hell.
Speed skater, figure skater, then cycling, volleyball, racquetball, surfing, fencing, skiing, handball, cycling, bobsledding, ski jump, badminton.
You got to be good with the shuttlecock.
And we'll go all the way down. Speaking of cock, golf is 51. So there you go.
Golf is the
51 hardest sport according to the website. Let's give them the credit for this crazy list.
If you live in the Las Vegas area or you're going to the Las Vegas for the Super Bowl,
ESPN,
we have a pair of tickets to give away to the Legends Bowl.
Yes.
So
I wish I could beat you at something. So I think bowling is my sport.
No, you would beat me in bowling. I've seen you. And it's just because of the velocity of you. You don't even use the holes.
The anger.
You just pick it. You throw it as hard as you can.
Yeah.
The difference is I get the lightest ball I can and throw it as hard as I can. I've been kicked out of four bowling alleys.
Makes sense.
You know.
This list was compiled by ESPN.com.
Well, there you go.
So there you go. So that's official. I mean, if they say it, it's got to be real.
I'm not sure of much that I've heard them say that is...
Weightlifting's 44.
I just, you know, again, there's so many jobs in the NFL. In professional, hold on, not the NFL, professional football. It said football. So you've got the NFL, you've got the Canadian League, you've got the Arena League, you've got the USFL, you've got, you know, so there's so many opportunities. I find that list hard.
I mean, bowling is ranked 57, followed up by fishing, 50, 60.
There was a pro fisherman here. I tried to get him on the show. I couldn't hook him.
Well, it was great to talk to you guys. This has been Knockout Radio. We will see you next week. No, I'm just kidding. That was a good joke, Randy.
I thought it was.
Wait till you see my new set that I wrote. I gave Steve a preview of it. He chuckled.
Well, but, you know, look at him. He'd laugh at anything.
I mean, would you really laugh at a guy wearing a pink flamingo shirt?
I don't know. I think that's why he put the pink flamingo shirt on as well.
We're brothers. So, perfect. I mean, at Dana's party, he's going to know which guys are Knockout Radio and which one just followed him in. You know? But, no, but I think my new skit, I think if you call Russell Peters and you put him on and said, look, Russell, I found some talent. I discovered a guy. And then I can open for him. I think we can all travel the world together. You know, we play golf at all these historic golf courses and we do tours. Like, play golf during the day and then go perform at night. That's what Michael Jordan did. You watch those documentaries, Michael Jordan will be on the golf course, play 18, 36 holes.
Well, yeah.
And then go play a playoff game and dominate. And
yeah, no, I
put
saw
50 points.
Went to Atlantic City.
Yeah.
He was out all night.
I feel like Michael Jordan.
So then why did they get so upset when Rodman left in the middle of the championship to go to Vegas?
Because of Rodman.
As long as he performed, as long as he get, you know, he got the rebounds and he got kicked out, it was
feel,
all good.
I feel like the Michael Jordan of Knockout Radio.
So you're going to go into another sport too? You're going to leave?
Oh, I'll
like
come
Jordan?
Back. Yeah, but I'll come back.
Yeah, no, you won't.
Wearing the 4-5.
Negatory. All right, so your picks this weekend?
49ers and Raiders.
See, the Raiders?
Ravens. Ravens.
I think that's easy.
Us conspiracy theorists, we stick together.
All right. So
the world's ending, false sky.
Then I got to be different. I think Kansas City pulls it off. I'm going to take Baltimore because I'm going to take Kansas City.
Okay.
Screw it. I think one of the ones are going to get in.
Okay.
I'm going to take Kansas City. And I'm going to take Detroit.
What? You're going Kansas City to Detroit for the Super Bowl?
Yep.
That's crazy.
Well, I do think one is going to get, one of the top seeds is going to get in.
It's not scripted that way, Randy. You got to read more online.
Yeah, I don't read online.
Oh, you'll find out.
I don't read. So I don't know anything about what you're talking about.
So let's say hypothetically Detroit Lions make it to Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
The Detroit Lions offer Barry Sanders a one-day contract to play one down so he earns a Super Bowl ring. Are you for or against that strategy of giving it backwards to a legend?
A, I'm against it. B, they can give him a Super Bowl ring without him playing.
They can.
And they probably will.
But they shouldn't. He should earn it.
Well, him playing one down isn't going to earn it either.
You don't know that.
Yeah, of course.
He could break a tackle.
You could break an ankle, too, or a hip.
Finally, he's brought some comedic laughter to the show. It's been a long time, fans. We appreciate you sticking around for that.
Stick around for this as well. We're going to go hit our last break of the afternoon, coming to you live from the PGA Golf Show. PGA of America started in 1916.
You're in high school then?
And I was not around for that. We'll be right back.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shoppe.
real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, maniacs! Hulk Hogan here, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. So what you gonna do?
All right, we're back. A final few minutes coming to you from Orlando from the PGA Golf Show. So I saw this the other day. It says, I don't have an attitude problem. You have a problem with my attitude, and that's not my problem.
That's a perfect slogan for you.
I like it.
I also saw leaving your house last week after the show. There's a restaurant right by your house. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's in the shopping plaza, and it's some kind of like rice and steak teriyaki bowl kind of place. It's great. Nogi bowl or something like that, or Coney bowl.
No idea.
Awesome. Awesome food, awesome place. But I was walking in the parking lot, and I saw a bumper sticker, and it said, you only disrespect the flag because you've never had a folded one handed to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow.
No, for sure.
That's Randy's, you know, motto. Like, if there's one sentiment to capture your essence, that's it.
If you were in my circle and you've been in my house, which you're not and you haven't, you would see the folded flags that are in my living room.
Yeah.
So, enough said. Did you see the WWE's announcement?
No.
WWE goes to Netflix.
Oh, really?
January 2025.
Wow.
I think it was a $5 billion deal.
Whoa.
Netflix.
Wow.
Two questions for you.
Yeah.
What is Netflix and how do you get on it?
So Netflix was a streaming service. Back, here's a good lesson for all you business entrepreneurs. Blockbuster was king of the castle. They dominated the rental movie market. They had locations, the stores. Netflix was building an online streaming business. They were building their network up. They had subscriptions. They tried to sell Netflix to Blockbuster several times throughout their startup years. And Blockbuster's response was, we're Blockbuster. They're not even on our radar. Kind of like what you hear Dana White say about like other promotions. Like, they're not on our level. They'll never be a factor. They're nothing to us. And now, Blockbusters are gone. And Netflix is the big fish, the big dong, you know, what do they call them? The gorilla, 600-pound gorilla in the room or whatever. And, but now they dominate. I mean, billions and billions of dollars in revenue. And
let me tell you why it's not good to win your division.
Okay.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers went up and played Detroit.
Yes,
all right. They won their division. Then they lost that game. Let me tell you who they play next year.
Okay.
For winning the division. Obviously, the Panthers, the Falcons, and the Saints.
Because that's their division.
Because that's their division. We'll first go with away. Okay. They're going to go to Dallas.
Okay.
They're going to go to the Giants. They're going to go to Kansas City.
All right.
They're going to go to San Diego.
Okay.
Here's their home games. They play the Eagles.
All right.
The Redskins.
They dominate the Eagles.
The Redskins. The Broncos.
The Raiders. That's a great season.
San Francisco.
Great.
And Baltimore.
Awesome.
It's always good to win your division.
It's great. I mean, we got the greatest coach in Buccaneer history.
John Gruden.
We got his fourth year, division champion on deck. We're going to do that again.
All right. Here's your prediction, and since you know nothing, I don't know why you're asking. I'm asking you this. Do they re-sign Baker? Do they bring Mike Evans back? How quickly will White move?
Evans is gone.
I agree.
White is gone because of personality conflicts. It's not even about his gameplay.
It is about his gameplay.
Well, he's been replaced on the field. I mean, those guys are doing a great job.
NFL, not for long.
Yep.
A person who played harder, played better, and less money.
Yeah. And with the receivers, you know, you got these young kids that showed out during
Absolutely.
The playoffs.
Absolutely.
So you've got a lot of potential there, a lot of speed there. So let Mike go get paid where he deserves to get paid. And Baker, I think they keep him just because they don't have any other options.
Well, that's typically why you keep people.
So, but I think he put his heart out there, and I think he's a fan favorite. He's going to sell jerseys. He's going to put people in the stands. So I think all those matrix make him a guy that's investable.
I kind of disagree. I think they're going to re-sign Baker, and I think Baker is very underrated. I think some fans like him. Some fans want to hate him. Just because of the issues that he's had.
When he played for Texas A&M, he was like Heisman Trophy, you know, candidate, right?
I mean, no, not yet.
Huh?
And he was a walk-on at Oklahoma. So, yeah. And then to be a Heisman Trophy winner.
That's the other guy. Manziel.
Yeah.
I get them confused. They kind of remind me of the same guy.
No, but
you sure they're not the same guy?
No.
Have you ever seen them together in the same time?
I've seen them together in photos.
Have you ever seen Vince Vaughn in person?
I've been told recently that I was at, you know, the big house party of the Super Bowl. I was told that he was there.
Hopefully he'll be out there again. You know that my whole Tour de Pizza brand was named in because of Vince Vaughn.
It was inspired by chance I would put you and Vince Vaughn in the same room.
But we will talk about it when we meet him.
No, we won't.
I'll tell him, hey, Danny's my boy. And he'll be like, oh, Danny's my brother. And
I know the story. So unfortunately, you're not invited.
Connected.
You're not going. And I will make sure you are nowhere in the same vicinity as Vince Vaughn. I'm protecting Vince.
Well, he was a boxer like me. Like we're
well,
like,
now you're a boxer.
Well, it's the hardest sport in the world to become a professional in. So obviously, I have to go and earn my stripes. So now, call Feldman. Let him know I'm ready. I got bare knuckles, and I got time. I'm available for 5 2-minute rounds on February 2nd. Put me in, coach.
I wish you would.
What do you mean?
I wish you would.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm heavyweight. Got to cut down. This belt might not fit. Shout out Mission Belt.
I've seen you operate. Go get another one.
Well, I need a color coordination. I might switch my colors. I mean, you've got two light up Knockout Radio lights now, a red and a blue. I have a red truck and a blue truck. I kind of need both of those. So
you're not getting either.
That's not how this works. We're 50-50 on everything we do.
Okay. We're 50-50. Both are going to go to Las Vegas. Both will return to my studio where they will look fantastic. I did get a third one.
Oh, nice. See? Beautiful.
And I'm giving it to Steve.
That's not fair. I'll fight you for it. I'll wrestle you for it.
No, Steve outworks you.
With what?
Everything he does.
What did he do?
Everything.
Look at his shaky hands.
Well, that's because he's holding a 150-pound camera.
Well, if he could get a tripod, he'd be a professional. It's like we're filming on the Titanic.
What I think you guys ought to do, I think you ought to have like visitation rights for the third one.
Oh, okay.
Steve gets it 25 days a month, and then you get it the other four.
All right. I only need it from the hours of 3 a.m. to 5:30
when you're in the garage,
right? When I'm at the home gym.
So you just want to use that as the light to help you move all your crap out of the garage to the front yard,
so I can see. It's hard to see. Yeah, when you don't pay your electric bill, it's hard to see in the dark.
I understand. Well, I know we still got about 6 minutes left, but it's been fun.
I'll be honest, the PGA Tour is a great fun. If you haven't been to it, can general public come here?
No.
It's only invite-only vendors.
Yeah. So if anybody wants to go and they're looking for a job, I'm looking to replace someone, and maybe they can join us, Steve and I, here next year.
It's a lot of fun, though. I mean, it goes all weekend, or is it today?
No, I think it's, what is today? Wednesday. It runs through at least Friday.
Did you say we have a golf cart connection in Vegas, or do we still need one?
I believe you said you had a golf cart
connection. Well, he should be here. There should be a five-star golf carts. Should be here at the event. So let's go look at the marquee.
I think everybody, it closes in like 20 minutes.
Well, hopefully they're still breaking down and putting stuff away and we can like talk to somebody.
Okay.
We have time, Randy. All it takes is one connection.
Yeah, I got the connection. Sean Merriman will be on Radio Row Tuesday at 10:30.
How'd you get Xbox to like sponsor you? It was just a connection. You were just somewhere randomly talking. Somebody else talked, and then you're like, oh, that's a great idea. I can get our product in celebrities' hands, and so that's all we need.
Well, I'm sure we can get golf carts in anybody's hands.
For sure.
Well, probably not, because they can't carry it.
We can get golf gloves in their hands, though.
Andre the Giant would be probably the only one who could literally pick up the golf cart and just put it in his back pocket.
Is he on your Mount Rushmore?
No.
You can't have a Mount Rushmore without Andre the Giant.
First of all, I can do anything
you
I want.
No, you can't. Like, how do you? It's impossible. He's the eighth wonder of the world. There's only seven under wonders.
I know how to count. He's not in my time. I don't think he. Well, not. I don't think he wasn't a very good wrestler. I mean, he was too massive. He was too big.
Will we ever update the seven wonders of the world to like new structures that are created, like the Sphere in Vegas, like that LCD? Like, will new modern creativity or creations ever add to like the list of historical monuments on Earth?
Yeah, I don't see why you can't add to it. You know, and in the new culture that we live in, they're going to get rid of a couple because, you know, cancel culture.
Yeah.
We're going to get rid of the Great Wall of China.
Yeah.
Because people don't like to use the word great. So that's off. With the pyramid.
Stonehenge. All right. So, in fact, you're all the stoners.
Right. Yeah.
Can't be a stoner now.
Well, no, you can be. You know, matter of fact, it's going to be on the Florida ballot.
Oh, yeah. To make weed legal.
Recreational.
I mean, it's already recreational.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, hold on. It's not. But it's so easy to get the license. It's recreational.
Well, they sell over-the-counter THC now. It's Delta 8, like Delta 9 strands. You can buy them over-the-counter, 21 and up to drink or to consume. And it's not required a medical license or THC or dispensary base. So it's already here. Are you okay with it being here?
I'm all right with it. Just because I don't do it. Again, it's the world that we live in. You have a right to do it if it's legal. And a lot of people do it when it's illegal. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. And I could say some things that will really get me in trouble, so I won't, about other drugs as well.
Oh.
Dang. It is what it is. So, no, I don't have any problems with it. Legal, medical, you know, whatever. If you think medically it's good for you, and now that it is legal, do it. And who is anybody to say you can't? It's okay for somebody to say they don't like it. Do it.
Are you going to vote yes on the weed referendum?
Probably.
Yeah?
Probably.
Let it go.
I don't care.
Okay.
You know, what's the worst thing marijuana does? It makes you hungry.
Yeah.
Hostess is hoping that it passes. It
makes you funnier, too. I get a lot funnier when I'm...
I'm pretty sure anything you would do would make you funnier.
Well, yeah, that's not true.
Because you're not funny.
Oh, well, I am.
Congratulations on scarfing a mission belt.
Yeah, I'm a hustler.
Hit him up at missionbelt.com.
Great cause, great purpose.
Yeah, good dudes.
For those of you that were in New Hampshire, you can write in Joe Biden on the ballot because they decided not to market to New Hampshire because they don't care.
Well, and he won. I didn't know he was running against anybody.
He just ran against himself.
I don't know if he can run.
He's running out of time. So I think he's running out of.
You know, and the other one, Nikki Haley. First of all, Nikki Haley, stop texting me.
Oh, can I also say?
Hurry up.
I have something else. I want to say that I think I'm a Dave Portnoy fan now. I saw him on an interview the other day talking about how Biden's not physically fit, mentally capable of doing a job. And if yours was a business and you had to be profitable, you would not allow important decisions to go through that man's desk to run a company, much less the best country in the world, the free nation. So I might be a Dave Portnoy fan.
El Presidente said don't bother him.
Well, I'm his number one fan now.
He wants no part of
it. I might be top fan.
I want to thank everybody who's tuning in. Next week, we'll have another great show. Then we'll do the Pro Bowl. Then we'll do Comic-Con. Then we fly to Vegas for the Super Bowl.
It's going to be crazy.
Action stuff. A Royal Rumble this weekend. Tune in. Hit us up.
And
call
don't forget, if you have a product or business you want to feature a part of the sponsorship package, I have one spot available before Super Bowl hits.
See everybody next week.